Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wherever you are in this world. And for those of you who will be listening to the replay of this program, welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Solid Ground Zero. I am so elated to see all of you here with me before you start your busy days, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. And for those of you who are new to our program, before we get started, let me give you some insight on how our show flows. For about an hour or so, we will spend time talking about, today will be part 11 of our Attitudes and Altitudes series. It's all about getting ready for the new year and a new you. So it's all about preparing to make the change you need to make the new you emerge and happen. If you want to be happy, you're going to have to make some changes. And if you want respect, in many cases nowadays in this me-first world, you're going to have to demand it. So I want you to sit back and enjoy this upfront and personal conversation about personal change or the steps that we're going to be walking to make sure that we achieve that goal by the end of the year. It's the last quarter of the year, so get ready to meet the new you. She or he has been waiting for you for a very long time. So as always, I want you all to get back in your lying or seated positions. Ready, set, let's grow. We are about to get into our program. We're jumping right in. And for those of you who are new who listen to the replay, I want you to know that we start with our morning stress relief and release exercises. And for you to do that, you have to be either lying back or seated because your eyes are closed. And we're going to do our breathing exercises. I'll give you a few moments to get that going. And while you're getting situated, for those of you who have not been following us or who've missed some shows, we started off show 11 of this series was brushing things off and letting things go. Show 2 was about stop complaining. Show 3 was bad days. 4 was bad days part 2. Then we got into the trilogy in my book. We did Hooked. Show 6 was Addicted. Show 7 was Conflicted. Show 8 is Bad Blood. Show 9 was Battles and Wars. Show 10, which was yesterday, by the way, on the Saturday Morning Motivation Show, it was all about beautiful lies. And today we're going to be talking about the broken. Okay, by now you should be in your comfortable positions. We are about to get going. Time for our breathing exercises. Eyes closed. No one is to be standing for this. I do not want you to have your eyes closed. You lose your balance. You fall. You hurt yourself. I don't want that to happen. So you must be lying back or in a seated position. Okay. Let's get going. Time for us to let everything that we have been lugging around, pulling around, all of that empty baggage, it's time for us to let it go. If you choose to pick it back up after our show ends, that is your right and, of course, your decision. But for now, I need you to let it go. So are you ready? Let's inhale. As you exhale, let it all go. One more time, inhale. Now exhale. Stay with me one more time, inhale. Now exhale. I want you to continue your breathing exercises throughout our session. Do it at your own pace. Because you see, when you take control of your destiny, you tend to appreciate it and stick to it better. These shows are not about to stand up on a stage and tell you ABC of what you will need to and what you need to buy to make your life perfect and blah, blah, blah. This is about giving you some resources and some options for you to choose what would work best for you. And this entire series is inspired by pieces from my current book, Silent Noise Lip Service, and just things that happen in everyday life. My topic for today is broken. As I said, we've started to talk about a lot of things. Bad days, hooked, addicted, conflicted, bad blood, battles and wars, beautiful lies. And today, it's all about the broken. And don't think that any of these pieces are just going to be talking about wallowing in our sorrows and, of course, hosting our very own pity parties. It starts off where we were, but it ends where we want to be. That's how a lot of these sessions go. In order for us to move forward, we have to make peace with our past. We have to face everything and rise. Broken. Take this piece of shattered heart as a symbolic token. Far too much hurt from lies that have been spoken. I kept silent, filled with words unspoken. I remember each date I was treated like a queen, served meals on a silver plate. You were my captain and I your first mate. Little did I know you were just a snake lying in wait. Thank God we did not procreate. Before this turns into absolute hate, I think it's time to clean this slate. In case you do not understand, allow me to translate. You may have thought you had reached home plate. Sorry to make your ego. This heavy hitter has no time for a lightweight. Each time you look at that symbolic token, ask yourself who owns the heart that was really broken. We can fix our brokenness and learn how to prevent those who have hurt us from taking away our power to be happy, content, and successful. Yes, we were hurt. Yes, some of us are still hurting. But it's time for us to move on before that hurt consumes us for the rest of our lives. Beauty of these sessions, because they happen 3 times a week. We only have a few more to go before the end of the year. But each show has a different spice of flavor to it. Our Tuesday show that airs at 7 p.m., the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, that is our flagship program. And it's also what you can read about over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. And hello, a special hello to all of the females who have served and are serving in the military, who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network, and of course to our male counterparts. I just want you to know that we are so elated to be a part of your family and to let you know, hey, if no one's told you lately, you are loved, appreciated, honored, respected, and we are praying for each and every one of you. So hello to you. Back to what these shows stand for and all of the spice that they bring. Focus Females Global Chat Cafe is where the members of Focus, females offering clarity, unity, and success. That's where the members come together, and we have an open chat on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. right here, same place, same call-in, 646-478-4726. That's how you can listen to all of our shows when they are airing live, or you can always find us on our websites to pull up the players so that you can hear the prior shows. Saturday morning motivation, that's my one-on-one time with you. Sometimes I may have a special guest stop through, but that's our one-on-one time where I talk to you about the things that matter most in life, and that's about taking care of yourself. You cannot be of any use to others if you are not taking care of you. And who better to help you make it through that and to recognize that but someone who's been through the fires you are experiencing now in many cases. And, of course, the Sunday morning inspiration, which is this show, It has a little bit of a spiritual spice to it. I usually try to pick a passage from the Bible to use to compare and contrast with real world issues. So today, for instance, this week's inspiration comes from Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that's the premise for our show today. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And if some people think that something's going to miraculously come down from the heavens and it's going to work, no. A lot of times, if you've ever heard that old adage, angels on earth. You know, a few days ago we spoke about battles and wars and how you need your group, you need your clan, your tribe, your soldiers with you. You work as one unit. When one falls and when one is hurting, we all hurt. So you need the right people around you. You need those angels around you who are right there with you, walking through that storm. Those people who will lift you up when you feel like staying down. Those people who will encourage you to keep moving forward when you want to go back to the place that you considered safe. For all of you who are new, I have moments of silence throughout the program that gives you a time to reflect upon and digest what has been discussed up to that point. If you know someone who needs to hear this program, I always encourage you to share and share away. And I want you to come back and listen to the entire series from the first to the very end, because even I come back and re-listen to shows when I'm at a place. Yeah, I have a lot of resources, but sometimes I come right back here to the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network, and I listen to programs, old programs, new programs, the very first program we did almost 7 years ago. It's so amazing how they're timeless. I can listen to the very first program and still get the inspiration that I need to deal with a problem that I'm having now, in the here and now. Just remember that when you consider yourself broken, when you break some things, you know, years ago when my son was much younger, he had broken a vase that had sentimental value to me, and I was so upset, and I just looked at those shattered and broken pieces, and I said, you know what? I had gone out and gotten some special glue, and I said, I don't want to let go. To this day, that vase, by the way, is downstairs sitting on the table in my home. If no one looks closely to it, they can't see the cracks in it. They can't see any of that. But I did not want to let it go. And so let's look at life like this. We can't just lay down and die. I will be doing a piece about that for those who want to die. Been there, done that, had those feelings, know what it's like. But we cannot just lay down and die. So what do? We have to take the best of those broken pieces and try to rebuild that new masterpiece. My son is going on 33 years old. 33. He was young when he broke that piece. Guess what? It's still standing. And to me, it's just as beautiful as it was when it was whole. I know how to handle it with certain care if I'm going to lift it or move it, just in case, because it's not as strong as it used to be. But it's a brand new masterpiece. And you know, if you go to galleries and things, what do they say? Some of those pieces are hundreds of years old. Of course they're not as resilient as they were when they were new. But guess what? They're priceless masterpieces. So I don't want anyone to take that piece and say, it's not as strong as it was. Well, you just said it's not as strong. No, 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 no. You have to look at it. As we grow older, and we all will at some point, some of us, no matter how young we look, we're still aging. Maybe not at the same pace, but we're still aging. cheese has to age. Wine has to age. Older it becomes, guess what? The more expensive, the more valuable, the more sought after it becomes. Look at your being. Look at your life the same way. You're getting better. That new masterpiece is just that. Before you had become that broken vessel, you were just there, fitting in with the crowd, going on about your day, silently, just moving along, just moving along. Suddenly, when you had that moment of clarity, when that paradigm shift had come to your life, you may have ended up shattered and broken. But here comes your tribe, here comes your clan, here comes your troops to come around you, to help you, to mend and heal, to come back together. The best thing you can do is to move on and be successful, because every single time the oppressors, the abusers, the one thing that they don't want you to do, show them how much you were hurt by their actions. You move on, that totally knocks them off of their me first, me, I'm the best thing world axis. You don't talk to them. You don't cry. You don't wallow in your cesspool of self-pity. You move on. You become successful. You find new hobbies. You find new goals. You work towards a brand new destiny. That will leave them bewildered and wondering what they feed off of. The tears, they feed off of the heartache and the pain. They feed off of your fears. They feed off of your downfall. Become that new masterpiece created out of the best of your broken pieces. Peer stronger, and you may become stronger than ever before. Because each one of those scars, each one of those blemishes is a reminder of the road and the fires you have come through. You are beautiful creations on this earth. Society tells some of us that we're not beautiful. People tell us that we're not beautiful. The great I Am said that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. End of discussion. Don't allow other people to decide or dictate your beauty, how handsome you are, your worth, your destiny, your future. That belongs to you and only you. The only way that the people who have wronged you can have that is if you choose to give it to them. If you haven't been in a while, and for those of you, you may not be able to go out to a wonderful or beautiful museum or somewhere. Do some virtual tours online. If you're listening to me by electronic means, you have the means to go online or to find places that are local that can help you. Go look at those masterpieces, and each one that you look at, just remind yourself, I'm a masterpiece too. Say that with me. I am a masterpiece too. Many of you have heard me say this before. Diamonds come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You're still a diamond. Black, flawless, canary, blue, doesn't matter. You're still a diamond. Large, small, round, emerald cut, doesn't matter. Guess what? You're still a diamond. And you need to understand that. You know, I was out the other day, maybe it was about a week ago, And I was leaving a store, and the store just happened to have a little fast food restaurant there. And this gentleman was in there berating a young lady. Obviously, she misread something on the menu, or maybe she didn't. And he was, that's the problem. I know how to read. I'm educated. I have a degree from college, and I have blah, 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 and I have da, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And he was just going on, and the poor young lady, you could tell by her posture that she was sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. I almost stopped, and I went up to him, and I wanted to know, so, did your college education teach you how to be a jackass? Did your college education teach you how to, I'm sorry, berate and belittle women and young people? I'm saying this because so many of us allow certain things and titles and all of this to affect us in ways that we should not even be giving credence to. I know a lot of people who hate people who go to college, and listening to him, I can understand why. But now, I started to size this gentleman up in his suit that didn't fit him properly because it was a tad bit too small, and I could tell by his actions that he was, you know, posturing and pumping himself up, and he'd had a need to let people know, I'm college educated. Hello, everyone, I'm college educated. I started to walk up to him and shut him down. Hello, I'm Dr. Wall. How about you? And for those of you who know, I'm still working on my doctorate, but I just wanted to do it to shut him up. Because I guarantee you, I'm pretty sure he wasn't chained. And I'm saying this because he ticked me off. That's all I got of it. Oh, I stopped at the front door, and I started to go over there and say, excuse me, really? I'm not impressed by your, I'm college educated. Well, college educated, if that's what they taught you, let me know which school you had gone to. We have to make sure that we understand who we are allowing to break us into a million pieces. I was so unimpressed with this gentleman. It would be so nice if the young lady who he did that to had come across this show and she heard this story and say, I wonder if she was at the store when he was telling me about the menu. Instead of you helping her and guiding this young lady, you're going to stand up there in your little suit that was too small and talk about, I got a college education. I can read. What does that have to do with anything? Be secure and love where you are right now. If that's something that you want to achieve or you want to go for, do it. You know, this journey for me has been a long one. I'll be at retirement age by the time I get out of school. But the bottom line is simple. It's what I wanted to do for me. And if people don't realize that, or they don't appreciate it, that's not my problem. That's theirs. But what I will not do is hang in the circle of people who think that they are better because they got themselves in debt to get some paper. Yesterday, I had spoken about so many people. They were awesome, awesome people. And this is why I decided to bring up this particular topic again today. Because it was about maybe 2 years ago, a group of con artists, and they're online, you know, they run all these scams and schemes. And I noticed that one of the leaders of this ring of cons had gotten this degree, and it was an honorary degree, a doctor's, a PhD, whatever it was, from some company out of Florida. And next thing you know, everyone was jumping on that bandwagon. Everyone was jumping up, and they were becoming doctor this, doctor that. And they are in such, calling themselves doctors in their businesses, in the public realm, and all of that. Well, this particular company has no accreditation. You wake up one morning, you went from high school to a PhD, and it doesn't mean public high school diploma. They have a piece of paper that says that they have a doctorate of philosophy in whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And these people running around calling themselves doctors. And they do it. You should see the posturing. And it was so funny because of what I do outside of here. When I announced that I had been selected for law school and I was going and I was about to start, and it just so happened that I started on my birthday, all of a sudden, here comes all these fake doctors. Yeah, I'm so glad for you. We need to get together. And everybody was signing the name, Dr. So-and-so. First of all, even if it was a real institution and you got an honorary doctorate, you're a doctor within that institution. You don't run around calling yourself one in public. And if you haven't spent a day in a classroom, I'm sorry, that doesn't impress me, because I'm working my behind off for my paper. Trust me when I say I'm sitting here. It's nothing like undergrad. It's nothing like any of that. It's a totally different set of principles, and it's the same set of classes that I've taken before. I want you all to understand this. Don't get hung up over titles. There are people that will take their title and they will try to berate and belittle you every chance they get. There are people who have tried to see how much they can get away with. The young lady had her head down, her posture, her shoulders were slumped forward, her head was hanging, and he just kept going and going. I said, let me get out of here before I catch a charge. And I mean, he was nothing to write home about. I'm like, he needed that. He needed that title to make himself worthy, to make himself believe that that made him something better to someone. And everybody's just like standing around like, really, brother? What was that all about? That's why I do these shows, because real life sometimes ticks me off. More of my friends like calling me doctor than I do. It's just where I am and what I decided to finish what I started. I'm still crazy. They're me. I'm still going to keep it real with you. I'm still going to be here for you unless, you know, the speaking realm takes off and all of that. I'm still going to be right here. I can't stand when people do that. Oh, you think that you're better because you're living well above your means. You have all the fancy cars and the fancy homes, and you're working 88,752 jobs to make pretend. And there are some people, I can't imagine how they made it through anything. But like the gentleman said, I know how to read. I got a degree. Ooh, see, I'm that type of friend that everybody should have, because I'll tear them apart in a heartbeat. Not impressed. Me, I would have, back in the day, I would have jumped across that little rail, been all up in him, and all you would have heard was his man parts going, I would have shut him down from way back. Know your worth is what I'm saying. Know your worth. My ex-husband was a piece of crap. And he's still a piece of crap. He's just the neighbor's piece of crap now. And turns out she's a piece of crap too. But then he knew that when he targeted her for his new girlfriend. He needed her and her family because they welcomed him in. Are they bright enough to know about him as fake and illegal? She still lies for him. She's still doing things that are questionable for him because she is so hung up on having that warm body in her cold, lonely life. It doesn't matter what she has to do to keep him. Some people say, well, you know, if you're over it, why do you talk about it? Okay, because I'm a speaker. I talk about healing through hurt, and in order for me to connect with some people, you need to understand the journey that I have come through. And by the way, I told him long time ago that he and his backyard hoe, and that's exactly what I called her, he and his backyard hoe would make me a very popular person someday. Here I am. Hello. You take everything negative in your life and you use it as a positive force to propel you to the next level. Going to come a day when I'm going to be tired of talking about him and the crazy. As soon as I can get this home together and I can put it on the market and leave, this chapter of my life will be closed because they're all too close for comfort. And I'm probably one of the few women in his lives. But when that time had come and he left my world for the last time, I have not chased after him. I have not talked to him. I have not attempted to talk to him, even though his family and he and everyone else has attempted to contact me. I have not even once given him the time of a day. That bothers him, yeah, but I don't care. Because guess what? What do I always say? Love don't love no one who don't love you. When the love is gone, pack your things and move on. You see, the person who I thought that I had married, the person who I had dated and had all those old-fashioned date nights and laughed and joked with and put all the plans together to build the new home and to build the companies and to become that power couple, that person did not exist. I don't believe and living and loving a shell. The person who I fell in love with wasn't real. So he had to go. And the odd part is, and we'll get into this at some point in one of our shows, it's how the legal system works. It's so harder to get rid of people when you're married to them. Now we have new laws in place, but even then, when you have the perpetrators and they're so stupid, they don't want to just walk away. They want to try to ruin you and make sure that they can get as much as they can or not give anything, even though they've broken so many of God's rules in this life and in this marriage and this union. And some of you, I say a special prayer for you, because some of you may come home to brokenness, and some of you, you may have left single and you come back to a whole new world, and you're having a problem adapting. Because you've been gone for so long and so many things have changed in that time. Some of you left your partners and that you were expecting new children, and those children may be 4, 5, 6 years old now. And you've never had a chance to hold them in your arms. Others, you've never had anyone to care about you enough to check on you when you come home. And you come home to the silence and the isolation. Baby girls and baby boys and everyone and ladies, those of you who are older, probably in my age group and older, let me tell you something. You need me, you give me a call. If nothing more, we can do a video chat. We can do, and we will be starting that in 2017. We will be starting a special chat, video chat, or you can call in and just listen, where you, especially for our veterans and those serving in the military, where you could just come in and chat. We will sit for a while. We're going to have special webinars set up, and they're private just for us. You have to register, and then you get the links, and then we'll bring you into the room. We can have our time to talk things out. Sometimes maybe we'll even do he said, she said. We're going to start this up again for our 9 o'clock programs on Saturday evenings for Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. It's going to be a show dedicated to our military. Sometimes you just need somebody to listen, somebody to make you feel like they care. And I want you to know that we do care. We care. Yeah, this is our quiet time. I want you to continue to just breathe. Let it all go. I know what it's like to be isolated. I was born into isolation. I was born into abuse. I was born into neglect. I was born into hatred. And guess what? It's nothing unique about my life. I'm not the only one who this has happened to. But what is unique is how I chose to handle things. And this is still a journey for me, because the more that my family does strange, off-the-wall things, the more that I'm getting to the point where I can talk about everything. They don't care about me, so guess what? I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm going to keep moving. They're just helping me to do it. Family is each and every one of you who comes back week after week, who sends me messages, who reaches out to me. You're my family. And some of you, I love you dearly. And anytime you can have people who you are connected to by nothing but social media, and they know when something's wrong, and they're the ones who stay on your phone and start to call around. I went through a problem a few months ago. Tore me to my core. One of the people who are so used to reading my comments and listening to me and seeing what's going on, she was so concerned, she reached out to my CFO that lives in another state, found his information, contacted him. What's going on? Where is she? He said, you know what? Are you okay? Because I'm getting contacted and people are worried about where you are. Guess who didn't reach out? I'm just saying. But it's all good. Because you see, things were put in place a long time ago. When I took my first breath in this world, things were already coming together. And had they not come together that way, I would not have become the masterpiece that I am now. I don't regret any of my journey. I could go back and say, I wish that I should have, could have, would have done A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. But guess what? That solves nothing. That brings no purpose to anything. So our journey, the Attitudes and Altitudes series, is about us taking it from this point on and moving forward. Our goal is to be prepared for 2017 and beyond. Our goal is not to stay here wallowing in all of this. Sure, I could talk about, oh, I felt so bad. And don't get me wrong, as our programs progress, we'll delve very deeply into this book. And you'll get to the core of some of the pieces that were inspired by my life. There's something for everyone. And so many people, as they go through this book, those who have actually read it, many people can pick out certain pieces that they can apply to their lives. And some like to, you know, get down and tell me, well, this right here is Sister so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, uh-huh. Well, maybe you should share that with Sister so-and-so or Brother Man and do whatever needs to happen to help them to come to grips with their mess, so that they can clean it all up and then move towards their success. That's what it's all about. I do a lot of rhyming in life. It's amazing. That's why I like writing certain types of poetry. But I know, I said but, and then I got quiet, and everybody's like, but what? That's another piece in the book, too, but and because. That's coming, too. But I just wanted to see if you were listening. I need you all to stand up, clean yourselves up, make sure that you are prepared for this journey, for what is coming next. I'm not going to have all good days. You're not going to have all good days. But what we are going to have is someone with us to help us face these days. That's the difference. As I said earlier, Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, we will have part 12 coming up of our Attitude and Altitude series. If you would like to get involved with us in any way, there's several groups that you can join to stay up on what's coming and what's going on and all the happenings. Over on Facebook, we have FOCUS. Stands for, it's an acronym, by the way. It stands for Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. That is our urban-based group where it's a social chat club of sorts, where almost any conversation goes within reason. We have, of course, the namesake, Focus Females Global. That is our global group. That's where the mentors, mentees, and those seeking help can align with those who are willing to sit down with them and become their mentors, teachers, and guides. It's a place for total motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. You must be approved to join that group. So if you find us over on Facebook and you send in a request, one of our administrators will respond to it. If you are over on Google Plus, I have the Relationship Recovery Group there. We're almost 1,200 members strong now, but one thing that we have there is retention and longevity. We are a huge worldwide family who encourages, motivates, inspires. We have coaches there, counselors there, therapists. Everyone is there to give you all types of insights. And, of course, you can keep up with all of the shows and what's going on here. Now, for all of our websites here, focusfemalesglobal.com. My website is cmariawall.com. And, of course, all of our programs, both virtual and real world, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And that's an IRS-approved and recognized tax-exempt 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved with us in any way, if you have a product, a service, or you'd like to make a tax-deductible monetary donation, you can visit our website at thewallfoundationinc.org. All of our websites have donation sites there for you. Our number, if you need that listening ear, is 202-618-2556. And for those of you who still love pen and paper, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And all of our websites, by the way, they do have contact forms there. I encourage you to use them because they, of course, come through a lot quicker and more identifiable than just the couple of thousands of emails that we get. So please, let me know that you're here. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you like and don't like about our programs. And we're always looking for people to feature on our shows. I would love to have you as a guest to tell your story because guess what? Someone out there needs to hear it. May not be in whatever country you're in. It may not be on your side of the planet. It could be someone all the way on the other side. But someone needs to hear your story. So let's go back to the notes. As I said, what have we come through so far? Brushing things off, letting things go. And then we spoke about how to start to stop complaining. We did a two-part series on bad days, parts one and two. And then we spoke about the trilogy, a series of pieces in the book. They were entitled Hooked, Addicted, and Conflicted. Part 8 was about bad blood. Part 9 was last Tuesday's show, was about battles and wars and having that circle. Positive people in your corner who work as one unit to help lift you up when you feel like falling down. Yesterday's program for the Saturday morning motivation was all about beautiful lies all over the place. And they're just simply words, empty words, full of deceit and disgrace, presented in seductive wrappers that put a smile on your face. But when the truth comes out, you realize they're just a pretty waste. So that was yesterday's program, all about beautiful lies. And today, we're talking about the broken and how to take the best of those broken and shattered pieces and create yourself as a brand new masterpiece. It's not the first time that I've spoken about this particular topic, and it won't be the last. I'm going to keep saying it until you and the person that you see in the mirror believe it. I need you to realize your self-worth. I need you to realize your power. I need you to sit down, get that paper and that pencil or pen, and I need you to start writing down your goals. Tell yourself, I am worthy. I am a precious gem on this earth. I will succeed. I deserve to be happy. I deserve respect. But in order for you to get any of that, you have to believe, respect, love, and honor yourself. It's the only way it's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, is if you believe yourself, and boys and girls as well, because there are some younger people who listen to the programs, you need to believe in yourself. I pray for each and every one of you each and every day of my life. Guess what? And if I think that I have forgotten to pray, I'll do it doubly hard the next day or when I remember, which is probably the next day. So for a few moments, let's go back now, because some of you, you've probably started to be fidgety and all of that. Let's get centered again. We're going to go back into our breathing before the show ends. Lying back seated, let's go. Just let it all go. You know, I know that some of you are sitting up there saying, she doesn't understand. Maybe I don't, but 10 to 1, I understand enough to know how you're feeling. And I know even more to know what you need to do to pick yourself up. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to stay here with you as long as I can. But know that at some point, I have to help with my healing process as well. It was so funny, a few weeks ago, about a week or so ago, one of my dear friends, Sister Marcella, she had sent out a post and told people, if you find that I'm not responding to your request and your stuff, it's because your quota for the year is over. She said, check back in the new year. I was laughing at that because I had posted something similar to that earlier in the day. So many of you, you keep coming back. You ever have that person that keeps coming back? They never get any better. The problems keep coming. They can't fix anything. No matter how many times you give them 100% will work solutions, they're going to find 1,010% why that solution won't work. They like to be to have that attention. They like that pity party. Some people are vying for the pity party hostess with the mostest awards. The host and hostess with the mostest. Everything is wrong. Everything is this. Oh, please pray for me. Pray for me. Help me. Help me. Pray for me. Well, wait. What have you done since 2000? Well, my uncle's brother's father's sister's nephews died. There's four generations removed that I've never met, but I had to cry for them and be upset for them for about a year and a half. And then, you know, I had to do this and that, and I was so upset. I couldn't go to work, so I lost that job. And then it was hard for me to get another job. And then, you know, and then, well, why are you still at the man that's beating you up? Well, I love him, and he takes care of the bills, and, you know, he bought me that car, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Come on now. We got to wake up. We have to wake up. We have to wake up. You have to wake up. You have to open your eyes. Stop walking around with your eyes wide shut. You need to wake up and see what's going on for you. I can only talk about it. I'm the person that brings to life and to light the things that we keep silent about and hide in the darkness. Most people are like, she's saying everything that I be thinking. Of course I am. Somebody has to do it. That's my calling on this earth, to be the voice of many. And you all know exactly what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm talking about. No matter where you are in the world, guess what? We all have the same types of problems. We do. So as this show comes to an end, I want you all to know, as I said, I pray for you every day. This is my favorite prayer, my mantra, however you want to say it. But I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I also pray you enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be knocking at your door or coming your way from this very moment and beyond. I want to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. I am here for you. I am C. Maria Wall, and I am a precious gem on this earth. I will not allow anyone or anything to tear me down. I have risen so far above that, I cannot go back to the heartache and pain that used to be my home and my life. Won't you join me on this journey to find our healing together? So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall. As we begin, we will end with the theme song from our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Weekend event that happened several years ago. I love this song. It was actually created and inspired by my life, parts of my life. So until next time, be well, be blessed. To all of those listening over on the Armed Forces Radio Network, we love you, and we are keeping each and every one of you in our prayer. I will see you Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for Focus Females Global Chat Cafe. And that will be part 12 of our Attitudes and Altitudes series. I'm C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Have a beautiful remainder of your weekend, and stand strong throughout your week. I will see you soon. Have a great day, everyone.